I'm going to talk to you avoidantly attached people for this one. So theoretically, because of a mix of your early experiences and your neurology, you perceive criticism, attack, and smothering very, very easily, even when it's not there. And then you become very defensive, overly explaining or fixing. Bottom line is, you either avoid or completely check out when it comes to emotions, conflict, and connection. Well, usually that's the case when you're under a normal amount of stress. If you're under a high amount of stress, like not from your partner, but more commonly from the fear of defectiveness and pressure you feel to perform or achieve, you'll occasionally go for the more big guns of protective mechanisms. That would be externalizing angrily, justifying name-calling, actively withholding, and punishing. I call that the trainer. So I'm talking to you if you find that you pop over the line and go from explain, fix, avoid to punish and belittle during extreme stress. First off, a little bit about your partner. Nature's cruel joke is people who are extremely avoidant and sensitive to criticism and attack end up with people who are extremely disorganized and sensitive to abandonment. And people mildly avoidant end up with mildly reactive people. So the more sensitive to criticism, attack, and smothering, and therefore more prone to becoming the trainer that you are, the more your partner is likely to also be extremely sensitive to feeling abandonable. So if you have ever trained your partner like this, like the silent treatment, name calling, withholding affection, you need to know that although a disorganized, detached person will sweep it under the rug and mask up, you have deeply, deeply wounded your partner to their core. They wonder if you meant those things when you called them lazy and irritating, and if your disgusted tone really betrayed how you really felt about them. Because you put salt in their wound of, am I too much? Am I abandonable? And they need you to deeply acknowledge that. And they need you to commit to work hard to be safe for them, to not harm them again. Let me tell you exactly what working on yourself means and what it doesn't mean. Many of you with avoidant attachment think that being a better partner means doing more heroic acts, like earning more money or doing more cleaning or fixing more problems. Some of you think being a better partner means acting more easygoing and unbothered and acting passive. These are myths that will backfire every single time. No, they're not myths. They're unfortunate conditioning that worked in childhood to allow the avoidantly attached partner to survive. Avoidantly attached person, your family of origin may have required you to stick to achieving and fixing and passivity in order to maintain approval and stability. But the more you were conditioned to avoid messy emotions and conflict, the more confusing and reactively avoidant of them you became. That habitual avoidance of your own inner world and the inner world of others actually stunted identity and emotional development. And now, you may think telling yourself, don't feel, don't be, just chill, is synonymous with emotional regulation. And don't be, just fix it, is the way to keep you and your partner safe. But it's actually more dangerous. So if you're going to be a safer partner, you aren't going to mask up and be the hero and act passive and sweep things under the rug. You're going to become a detective or an observer instead of a trainer. Securely attached people are observers, not judgers and condemners. You're going to notice and accept your own emotions and needs early on and actually put words to them and stop with this passive stuff. You're going to be a human who says, way before you would have went trainer, hey, I need a couple hours at the gym tonight. Would you mind watching the kids? I'm just so stressed. Instead of a martyr that white knuckles through everything. And in order to be a safe partner, you're also going to notice your thoughts. Be a thought detective. Observe thoughts with curiosity and without judgment. Because your thoughts are messing with you, avoidantly attached people. You're saying to yourself things like, emotions and needs and relaxing especially is for weak people. People are only good if they martyr themselves and push their own needs aside. And that's dangerous if left unnoticed, because that leads to, when I get overwhelmed, I can't possibly feel this. Or even, my partner should rescue me from the stress because I make all this money or do all these things for her. I martyred myself sufficiently. Those thoughts, those stories are dangerous because they lead to justifying feeling entitled to the externalizing training. Like they start feeling like it's true that my partner is bad and did victimize me for having a feeling or failing to rescue me. And my partner does deserve to be belittled or punished for it. So actually, if someone really believes that at their core, and they don't feel like a repair, an effort to not hurt the other person is called for, that's either that you're too scared and don't think it's possible, and you're hiding behind that defensiveness again, and you don't really believe that, but you're just saying it, so you can justify not having to try a new thing, and then maybe having confirmation of defectiveness, Or if you really believe they're entitled to that treatment, this is narcissistic. I've actually never had an avoidantly attached person in therapy believe they're entitled to go trainer truly, but I have had a whole lot of avoidance with like autism spectrum-ish neurology where they see things in black and white and rules and shoulds, and they're the golden children who were never allowed to just connect with their inner feelings, and achieving was the currency for connection, and they have that martyr psychology. Like, I sacrificed so much for you, you should sacrifice for me without me asking. So if you go trainer sometimes with your partner, notice those dangerous thoughts. Just noticing them will soften their power. And save this video and write them down in a journal. You're a person, not a trophy or a pet, not a martyr, and so is your partner. Give yourself permission to feel what you feel. Notice what's going on inside. No more of this acting passive and bottling everything up until you become externalizing. Practice being assertive. Say how you feel. Go into actual emotion and conflict. Say an I statement. Say a direct request. Ask for what you want. No more martyr.